Welcome to the podcast, Keep It Simple. Join our hosts, Tom LeComp and Gavin Durson, as they discuss the joys and challenges of being the simple church in a complex world.
So, welcome to Keep It Simple. And today, we're going to be talking about kind of the big picture of what's happening in America and just some thoughts. I'd like to share some thoughts with you, Tom, about that.
Okay.
I came across this blog post a while back on plantingchurches.org, and essentially what they were doing in this blog post was kind of laying the groundwork and explaining on a North American scale the problem that we're going to be facing within the next 35 years. And so what they talked about in this blog was that the census data, the most recent census data, shows that the population in the U.S., which is currently at around 300 million, by year 2050 is going to grow to 400 million. What they do is they look at that from a church planting, primarily a traditional church planting mindset, and what they're suggesting there in this post is that in order to maintain the current church attendance statistics that we have, which depending on how you ask the question could be anywhere from, you know, I think in Fayette County, it's, if you ask the question how many people are attending church on any given Sunday, it's somewhere around, you know, less than 10%, I believe. If you ask the question what percentage of the United States population are regular church attenders, which usually means they go to church twice a month, it can be somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 30%, depending on the area of the country, perhaps less in some parts of the area. So they're saying, how can we maintain those percentages in the year 2050 as we see the population of North America increase by 100 million? And so what they do on this blog post is they kind of just run the numbers, and basically they come up with this number of that we have to start 6,500 new churches a year, and this new church must be a church that could house 200 people. And so in order to maintain those statistics, that's what they're kind of saying. And again, they're looking at it from more of a traditional church planning approach. So, you know, I think about that, Tom. I think about, well, 200 seat church, that's going to involve a pretty good sized facility to house 200 people every week. It's going to involve probably more than one staff person. So, you know, you're looking at a pastor, that's a fairly good sized church. You're going to have a full-time pastor, you're going to have probably an administrator, probably a youth pastor if you go the traditional
music
route.
Minister.
Maybe even a part-time music minister. And so you think about it in those terms, and it kind of seems to suggest to me, I hear that, and I think, wow, that's, God could do that. God can do anything he wants, and I hope there are a good number of those types of churches started in the next, you know, 35 years. But I also think, wow, that really highlights to me the importance of what we're talking about on this podcast, which is Simple Church, because I'm not so sure, when I think of the money, time, resources, and energy that it would take to create 65 new 100 churches a year, when we know that, I think it was just a couple of years ago that we actually, for the first time in a long time, went in the positive column as far as the number of churches that were started versus the number that were shut down. You know, we've been in the negative column for a long time in our country, and I'm not sure the most recent numbers on that. But the bottom line is that there's not a lot of churches starting up every year in the traditional type of sense. There a lot of those end up, you know, failing within a year or a couple of years. I'm familiar with several such instances in my town alone, and again, that's coming at it from the traditional mindset. So that's a big introduction to the problem. But I think that what it does is it shows me that, hey, what we're talking about here in the next 35 years, I believe, will play a significant role in the landscape of what church looks like in the United States, because the problem is vast, and I don't think that it's, while I hope there's a lot of traditional churches started, I think when I see these numbers and when I just think practically about the problem and maybe solutions, this is one of the big reasons why I think what we're talking about is very, very, very important.
Yeah. And you know, with Simple Church, it's not so much that we're interested in how many churches we can start. It's how many disciples can we make for the kingdom. That's what we're about.
So I look at that and I say, one, I hope those people that are interested in that, good luck, right?
Yeah.
And I hope they can do it. But two, what a shallow goal. I mean, the bottom line is, there's not a lot of people going to churches.
Right.
And the second bottom line is, even in that, that's every church. That's churches that don't even believe the Bible's true that right. are wrapped up in those numbers.
Right.
And so to think about the scope of this issue, population growth in the United States, and then thinking about the issue of keeping our church attendance numbers the same, I mean, it tells me that there's a big problem, and the problem's bigger than we even think. And so what's the solution? Is God sitting up there thinking, man, we've got to figure out a way to get 6,200-seat congregations going every year? In thinking in the traditional term, like if you think of the traditional answer to that question, which this guy was coming from, we got to find pastors and staff to start in buildings to hold 200-seat, 200-member congregations every year. We got to get 6,000 of those going in North America for the next 30 years, you know.
Just to maintain
a number that's
right.
so sad.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even mean anything. I mean, to say that 10% of the population goes to church on Sunday, you and I both know doesn't really mean anything. Because,
right.
I mean, how many of those people are going and learning there at that church to simply become a good spectator?
Right.
How many of those people are actually engaging in the Great Commission?
If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
Right?
No. So anyways, where I come from with that is I'm saying, hey, let's think out of the box. And I think the answer and a solution to this issue and this dilemma is to maybe, again, not discourage those wanting to build the 200-seat congregations every year. Go for it. Wish you the best. But even if we meet that goal, which I don't think, you know, maybe God can do anything he wants, but I'm not so sure that God's even looking at the problem saying, yeah, that's the answer.
More buildings, more seats, more staffs,
paid. I mean, if you think of the money alone it would cost, the amount of money that it would cost to do 6,200-seat congregations every year for the next 30 years, that money alone, I mean, it could probably feed every hungry person in the world five times over the next 30 years. I mean, so I'm thinking God is saying, maybe there's another way. And I think Simple Church would be a valid option for that, you know, and it would make sense.
Well, and I'm an advocate for supporting, you know, not just substituting a 200 seat building with 10 house churches, you know, that's just a substitution. What we really need to start thinking like and preparing for and praying for is a church planting movement as David Garrison or Roland Allen describe in their writings, you know, something that is a spontaneous explosion of Christianity, and it's becoming, the United States might just be becoming ripe for such a thing. Such a thing is happening in China, even though you never hear about it. It's happening below, you know, underground. But, you know, we need something like that, and we need to start thinking like missionaries in the United States, because, you know, let's face it, the United States is very quickly becoming post-Christian if it hasn't already gone over there. Just look at the culture, look at the news, watch TV that's coming out here. We are a post-Christian nation.
Yeah. And so I think, you know, what I want to be about, and I think what God is calling me to, is to say, there is going to be a tipping point, I think, that will happen in our country, and it, you know, we can talk about what might spur that on. But I sometimes can be, you know, just the practical aspect of what we're talking about on this podcast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think about that. To me, that is one of the most, like, for not that we want to throw out the biblical argument, not that we want to throw out the methodology of Jesus, not that we want to throw out, let's look at how church functioned in the New Testament. I mean, those things, I think, are very the most important things that we want to look at. But from a practical standpoint, take a step back and just look at this problem and think about this. We've got lots of people coming to this country, and the solution that we are, you know, it's like we've got blinders on. We always think of is let's build more buildings. Let's build more buildings. And I think that's probably very, you know, our land ownership and buildings and owning buildings and putting names, you know, that's a very American way of thinking, right? That it's been ingrained in our culture since the beginning of this country. But let's take a step back and say, what would be another way? You know, when we think about the potential, and again, that's not going to be easy, but like what you said, if we think in terms of multiplication movement, mm-hmm. and we think about laying a foundation that can enable that to happen, then something like increasing church attendance number, you know, that's not even the question we're talking about, but you can see the potential. If you don't have to build buildings, you don't have to have seminary trained staff to come, you know, to start new churches, which that's something
you don't have to pay them.
Yeah. And that's something that people, you know, I know that a lot of people maybe don't realize, is that there's just, you know, you got guys graduating. The traditional approach is that we find a seminary trained pastor. Well, there are not many seminary trained pastors graduating from seminary with $60,000 debt who say, yeah, I want to go try and start a church. Most church plants, a lot of them, I mean, if you read any of this stuff, a lot of those in the traditional sense, they don't last, you know? And so a lot of those, again, I don't think that's a problem. You know, we've talked about that. Some things need to go for a year and die, you know, and that's exactly what God wants to happen. But that doesn't suit well for someone trying to come out of seminary with $50,000, $60,000 worth of debt, and they need to get that paid off, and they got a family, and they got kids, and they want to go try to start something new in a new place that's never been done, and mm-hmm. there's maybe poor people living there. They can't even tithe. You know, their tithe's not even going to cut it anyway. So you just, you know, but when you think about every home, every park, every cafe becoming a church place, then there's a big problem solved right there.
Right.
And you think about every believer becoming a potential church planter, that's the other big problems right there. And so
I know we talked about seminary in one of the last podcasts, but one of the other things about seminary training is if someone is really interested in trying to work in a church planting movement, whether it's Simple Church or Coffee House Church or something on the mission field, I think that pastor or that potential church planter needs to come to terms with the fact that, you know, he may not get paid for it. He may have to find a career that he can do on the side to fund his ministry. Even if you spend that $50,000, $60,000 on a degree, you know, you may have to find a quote normal job.
Yeah.
And be a quote normal person.
Yeah.
And in order to continue to be a church planter. I know that's the way it is, you know, in some closed countries on the mission field. You cannot go in as a pastor into that country legally. You cannot go in as a, quote, missionary. You have to go in as an IT guy or an English teacher or something like that. So, yeah, you know, be prepared for that.
Well, and I think it's an understanding, too, of different roles. I mean, obviously, we've talked about this. I'm in a unique spot, which I readily agree is not going to be the norm, that I am being supported by families and people. I don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. Perhaps some of you listening, and I'm grateful for that, to be able to give myself to helping facilitate and encourage Simple Church multiplication, and that I think those opportunities will be there. But there's not presently a structured system in place to kind of provide those jobs. There's not, you know, it would have to be something that God is going to orchestrate in mm-hmm. a way that only God can do it. That's the only way I can figure out why I'm sitting here right now and mm-hmm. being able to give my time to this. But it's just a unique situation. And I think those unique situations will happen. And quite personally, I think that as people, I think the Lord will burden people's heart to give, to help people facilitate in that apostolic kind of role.
Right.
Maybe in a regional area to travel and to help people get, you know, help people start simple churches and encourage people to be able to do this type of thing. So, but again, there's not really anyone posting a Java opening for those types of things. So yeah, I think you're right. But again, stepping back, and I think what we have to realize and recognize is that, hey, this makes sense, not just from a biblical standpoint, but from a practical standpoint. Yeah. And I think what God wants to do is that He cares very much about His people, about, you know, He's not done yet. He would have came back. Mm-hmm. So He cares about the people that are in this country and that will come to this country over the next 30 years. He wants to see them come to know Him. Yes. He wants to see them become members of His king, of His church, and He wants to see them become people that are living and functioning in His kingdom. And so, if we continue to think in these in the traditional paradigms, boy, the problem again. And God can, He may choose to do that, but I think that what God is saying, hey, let's open up some new lanes for how we think about church.
Yeah.
Simple church. Maybe there's other forms and other ways that we'll think of that too. But when we that will enable lots of people to not only become part of His church, but become functioning parts of His church in ways that we haven't seen before in our country. And that's super exciting. And that's why I would encourage anyone that, hey, if you're thinking these things, you know, you may be the only person in your town thinking them right now, but over the next 20 years and 30 years, I think that God is going to continue to open up more and more avenues and more types of expressions of his church, and it will be valid. It will not be weird. It's going to become more of the norm, because I think he wants to see us not think in terms of 10% people attending a church building on a Sunday. He wants to change that paradigm in the body of Christ in our country.
Yeah, I think that paradigm, that old paradigm, is really becoming a ball and chain for the kingdom of God. You know, if we're married to the building and the programs and the staff and everything, it's slowing us down. It really is.
And people, I think the good news that excites me is that I think denominational leaders, even within what I'm observing, are starting to see that. I know the Christian Missionary Alliance has taken interest in kind of what we're doing, because quite frankly, I mean, in the Baptist, Southern Baptist too, I know David Garrison has worked with them, and
yep.
In fact, I was on their site this week, the T4T Training for Trainers website that they've, mm-hmm. they're kind of help coordinating there. It's a really great resource, but you know, they're sitting around saying they see this problem too. They're like, hey, one, we see this working, we see this happening in other countries, and we're scratching our heads here in America. Building prices are going up. The problems we just talked about, seminary trained pastors, that's not exactly increasing. So is there another way? And so I think you're seeing an openness, and I think that the issue and the problems that we've just talked about, I think obviously denominational leaders are even well aware of that, and they're becoming more and more open to this type of thing of laying a foundation for church planting movements to happen, simple church to happen and reproduce. And so that's right. Encouraging to me. And I think you're going to see that in the future, more and more denominations even, trying to embrace this type of thing. How it will work, I don't know, because there's obviously some inherent, I think, there's inherent tension there from a denominational structure.
Well,
in
it's
simple
scary
church.
Because yeah. You're kind of losing control. You know,
yeah.
if you're letting it take off from the grassroots level, you know, you don't have that control that a denominational structure or hierarchy would have. And so it is a little uncertain and scary, and what, you know, you wonder, where could this go? And there might be some caution there, but we're not interested in keeping up with that number that you mentioned at the beginning of this podcast. What we're interested in is expanding the kingdom of God, making more and more followers of Christ. And that's what we're interested in. Yeah. Oh, and Dog says it's time to end this podcast. So.
You've been listening to Keep It Simple, a podcast dedicated to the idea of being the church in simple ways. Find us on the web at keepitsimplepodcast.com. That's keepitsimplepodcast.com. You can also like us on Facebook at Keep It Simple, a simple church podcast. Or you can find us on iTunes. We welcome your feedback and your prayers.